Mark Tiley here with another MyTunes guest, taken from Mark Tiley in the Morning with Shaw.
Mark Tiley, the nation's station, Men's Radio.
My MyTunes guest all this week would normally be heard on Manx Radio talking about Manx Radio, possibly on the Man in Line, possibly in the Breakfast Show, because he is our chairman. Bill Mummery, welcome to MyTunes.
Mark, thanks for inviting me.
Well, it's good to have you here. We will talk about Manx Radio at some stage, but not yet. And we'll talk about what you do elsewhere on the Isle of Man, but not yet. Because when, you know, a bit of due diligence, a bit of research, my goodness me, you've been around. And I don't mean in years, I'm not being rude, I mean around the world and back again.
Yeah, I have indeed.
You really have. I want to go firstly to Africa, when you were working on television broadcasting in Africa. Was this your first brush with the media?
In the broadcast sense, yes indeed it was. You'll remember that in March 75, South African Broadcasting Corporation was due to be launched. If you look at the timeline of a developing, developed nation and the order in which priorities or non-priorities occur, especially in Africa, it's usually a brewery, which they don't need. It's an airline they can't afford.
Yeah.
And then broadcasting. But for a whole variety of reasons, it was very, very late in the development cycle before South Africa embraced broadcasting, in particular television, and that was SABC 75. I remember I was in a wonderful place called Bradford on a New Year's Eve, and it was snowing, and I was 120 miles away from home, and I got a call saying, could I get myself down to London to meet the main board and then the group board of the company that I was with, which became part of Granada. And I went down there, spent a day, a couple of meetings. 3 weeks later, myself and my family landed in Johannesburg. We had no presence. We had a relationship with the Dutch Philips organization, and they kindly looked after us on arrival. So I then spent 2 years establishing a UK company across South Africa, Cape Town, Durban, Port Elizabeth, so on and so forth. We then had an interesting approach from the government of Swaziland that had this wonderful man, King Sabusa, who at the time was the oldest and longest reigning monarch. And one of the privileges in my life is that I got to know him quite well. We were approached saying he'd noted the developments taking place in South Africa. He felt that television could be a real benefit to his country and his society, and was the way in which we could help them.
You mentioned your technical background. I mean, people, just to imagine the size and the scale of the engineering required for countries within Africa. I mean, the Isle of Man has its own problems, England, Ireland, Wales, Scotland. But when you're working in Africa, just the distances alone are vast.
The uniqueness of Swaziland is that it's sort of caught between the borders of South Africa on three sides and Mozambique. And people think of Africa, and particularly the Transvaal, as being barren, flat, and so on. Historically, even for reasons of battle, Swaziland came into being because it's actually a very mountainous kingdom. It was British until 1966 and then became independent. Point about the terrain, as you will know, is if it were in Botswana and Gaborone, you put up one tall mast and you radiate 360 degrees, relatively easy. In Swaziland, all you're going to do is get your own signal bouncing back at you. So it was very much more complex and required a good deal of transmitters properly located to illuminate the areas you needed to illuminate and not just illuminate desert. So that was one of the challenges.
Definitely. And your first choice of music comes from that era.
It does indeed. I still have a great passion for the African continent and the African people. I have one daughter who literally considers herself a Swazi to this day. That's because her formative years were there. I met lots of her school pals and boarders from the American baccalaureate school. One young lady stood out always, and I knew her as a 14, 15-year-old. 30 years later, that lady is the Queen Regent in Swaziland. And my daughter, living in Adelaide, they speak each week. And if you are a British expat, one of the decisions you make is, do you board your children as you go wandering around the world, or do you take the opposite view and say, if I'm going to have those experiences, they are part of that. And I chose the latter. And for me, it's a very solid sort of representation that there may be disruptions, particularly in their early education, but the life experiences they gain and the relationships they form and their understanding of different cultures, that I have a daughter that 30 years later has that special relationship with Swaziland, is very pleasing to me, and it's wonderful for her.
Absolutely. Let's have this first piece. What is it, Bill?
It's Nkosi Sikelel' Afrika, which is now an anthem.
My Tunes guest this week has travelled a lot, and I mean a lot. Yesterday, if you were listening, we heard a great deal about setting up broadcasting in Africa, in Swaziland in particular, and just because we can, we're going to move to Hong Kong. Bill Mummery, my guest all this week, how did that happen? We were in Swaziland, quite happy, working away, and now we're in Hong Kong.
Yes, well, I think one of the tenets of the way I've not consciously, but on reflection, lived my life is to say it's about chapters. Some of them are very good for one. Some of them may not at all be good. That isn't the point. The point is recognizing when a chapter has naturally come to an end, turn the page, don't look back, go forward. When the task in Swaziland was complete and I stayed much longer than was originally anticipated, I came back to the UK. As a group, we weren't sure what my next role might be, and I was fortunate enough that my group chairman had just been the first member of our now substantial group to have had the privilege of going to Henley-on-Thames, Henley the Management College, And he said, look, whatever you're going to do after Africa, it would be good for you, in effect, to shake Africa off your feet, both of us to think about what the next challenge will be. Would you like to go to Henley? I'd be delighted. 4 months for what was then the GMC, the General Management course. And towards the end of that, we had a couple of lunches at Henley. And there's a very, very interesting connection with the Isle of Man. Hong Kong was quite new to the group, and the gentleman that was the chief exec there was the son of one of the founders of the Electronic Rentals Group, where I built my career. We'd heard that he'd moved from Canada to open up the Hong Kong entity. We then heard 3 years later that he'd jacked it all in. He'd gone off to start a trout farm. Where was the trout farm? It was here on the Isle of Man. His name was Brian Moulton. His father was one of the four founders of the group, and he's the one that I sort of, I guess, was party to me starting my long overseas career. And, of course, his grandson was Paul Moulton. So,
marvellous.
And I only met up with his father, the chap that sat in the chair in Hong Kong, years later when I arrived in the Isle of Man.
And it was a media infrastructure role there as well in Hong Kong?
No, it wasn't. I spent a lot of time in the very early days. 84 was very early for wandering around in deep China in places like Shijiazhuang, Dailin and so on. And I had three significant manufacturing operations up in northern China, a big trading business in Hong Kong and a role in the group management, as it were.
Right. Let's take a track that resonates with that era. What's it going to be, Bill?
It's going to be Kenny G. Kenny G, The Moment. Because I first came into contact, as it were, with Kenny G and his music whilst in Hong Kong. I was blown away with it. Even today, I have a home in the States, which, of course, I've not been to for some time. But driving down the highways in the US and listening to Kenny G is an experience in itself. I think his music is wonderful. I've been to his concerts, Hong Kong, London and the US. It's the most relaxing of music.
My Tunes on Manx Radio. And my guest all this week, chairman of Manx Radio, and a lot more besides. We will get there eventually. It's Bill Mummery. Thank you, Bill, for coming in to do this.
No, thank you, Mark.
It's great fun. We've been in Swaziland. We had a little movement to the Far East. This next track and today's episode will take you back to Southern Africa. But before we go there, tell me about football.
Even from a young age, I played when I was young, but obviously not at a high level. I've always had a passion for soccer. I'm still a passionate supporter of my hometown, not that it serves us very well, and that's a team called Grimsby Town.
Well, I mean, I've heard of them. That's a start.
If you're putting together a pub quiz, a question that never gets answered or seldom gets answered is, which English football league team has never played a home game? And it's Grimsby Town, because their ground, Blundell Park, is across the boundary into Cleethorpes.
Oh, that's a good one. I'll tell you who, John Dog Collister would love that. If he's listening, he's going to nick that for one of his quizzes. I can feel that coming on. So you never got a trial with Grimsby.
No, never. Thankfully.
Never got out there. But it's remained a passion, football.
It's remained a passion, and of course in later life it's become quite a focus for my now business interests.
On the sports betting side of things as well, which we will talk about tomorrow. But this love of football, in 1990 World Cup, there was an anthem for that World Cup, and it was huge. Now, Pavarotti, I mean, I think most people hear that, and they, if they're of a certain age, will recall that World Cup, because it was just amazing.
I think what it did, it didn't just globalise the World Cup, it internationalised it away from sports fans or away from soccer fans. It's just become such an integral part of what so many people's repertoire of their favourite music is.
It took it to a completely new level of recognition. You know, you hear Nissan Dorma, whether it's Pavarotti's version or anybody's version, even that man doing the insurance adverts on the telly.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Go compare, yes. Bless him. It's there, it's in our hearts. But the special thing for us today is you went back to Southern Africa to see Pavarotti's farewell concert.
Yes, I did. It was an outdoor venue. It was a cricket ground, actually. It was a massive opportunity I couldn't turn down. And I took myself back to Johannesburg, and the concert was sort of mid-Johannesburg, Pretoria. I think there were about 18,000, 20,000 people. But a wonderful, wonderful... Again, under an African sky itself makes it very special.
Well, we've got to hear it right now. The man himself, Luciano Pavarotti, Nissan Dorma.
Bravo!
My Tunes guest is a global traveller. We've heard tales of Hong Kong, Africa and elsewhere. But he's also the chairman of Manx Radio and the executive director of Selton Manx. And Bill, if I may, could we start today just covering a little bit about the day job? Now, with sports betting, it's a complicated role. And a lot of people say, what can you do to make sure individuals are protected from getting out of hand? I mean, they're adults. These are choices they make. But is that something that's very much a live issue with your industry?
Absolutely it is. I mean, quite rightly, sports betting and other forms of gambling, sports betting is my particular niche, yep. Is an adult leisure product that is highly, highly regulated, and that's totally as it should be. And it's also in the best interests of major companies like mine to go more than the extra mile to make sure that we do all that one is required of us in terms of our license, but two, at the end of the day, we have everything to lose by virtue of our brand reputation. And we have, I think, over the years, Selton Manx, certainly as I've been chief executive, is very, very committed to social responsibility, not just within its products, if you like, but we came here 13 years or so ago as a foreign company investing in the Isle of Man, and I've got a wonderful group of shareholders, and the ethos is you are, much like when I was in Hong Kong or Swaziland, you are a guest in someone else's jurisdiction, someone else's country. Always remember that, behave appropriately, and if that your presence in that country, in this case the Isle of Man, has allowed you to build a successful business, it's beholden on you to put back into that community. So on that side, that's just part of the, if you like, the DNA. On the business side, as I say, your brand reputation is everything. You'll be aware that currently I'm spending tens of millions of pounds supporting Leeds United as their principal sponsor in the Premier League. That's about building your brand globally. If we messed up in terms of protecting our consumers, guiding them, informing them, doing the right thing, all is for naught. 20 plus years of building a very successful company would just go completely down the drain. So there's actually, because we are a technology-based company, we only started 20 years ago, and even then there was good technology, and it's increased apace. With the use of technology, you would be amazed how much insight, how much visibility and measurement we can do, velocity measurements of people's behaviour, not in an intrusive way, but we are perfectly happy to step in. We offer all sorts of self-isolation tools, but we're also prepared to step in and have a dialogue with someone and say, this is the pattern that we identify. We think that perhaps together we should just have a cooling off period.
So if I, as someone betting on whatever it might be, football matches or something, and you would get an indication if my pattern of betting got out of hand, and you would flag me up. Is that roughly how it would happen?
Well, and again, in terms of how that technology is used, it's certainly used for velocity checking on people's behaviour. But I'll use another example, which is just, people might say, cynically, why would you bother to do that? Right? If you get someone that's been betting persistently, let us say on soccer, and suddenly they switch to tennis and their style of betting and the amounts they're betting have changed significantly, that is a warning sign. Mm.
Thank you for going through that with us. Much appreciated. So, Manx Radio, you're the chairman. How did that come about?
Again, as part of the culture in my organisation, at an early stage of our development, I was specifically asked, what can we do to put back into the community at a business level, a governmental level? I was more than delighted when David North asked me to join the board of Manx Radio and subsequently to take over chairmanship. I enjoy very much my position on the board at Manx Utilities, which has gone on for 11 or 12 years. And I enjoy my heavy involvement in Housing Matters, the homeless charity. One, they give you stimulus and mental stimulus away from the day job, but they also, again, both in your personal capacity and as an organisation, it's a way of putting back into the community.
You're never going to retire, are you?
I probably won't. Clearly, one would have to just modify your lifestyle a little bit, but I'm not young now and I'm still sort of 100 miles an hour.
Absolutely. No doubt about that, sir. Let's have a glorious, I've had a good sneaky peek, by the way, a glorious final track. Could you talk me into it?
Yes. If someone said, what did you miss in all of your years overseas? One, without being cryptic, very little, because what you benefited from was amazing. But within that, I miss the opportunity for live theatre and live musical. And I absolutely love modern live musical. Even just visiting back to London was always an opportunity to go to the West End or somewhere to enjoy whatever the latest flavour of modern music was.
And you were very specific about which version of this song we were to play.
Yes, I am. I'm old enough to have the 10th anniversary and the 25th anniversary. The 10th anniversary, for me, it was recorded at the Royal Albert Hall. What is particularly special about it, and even in a way in what we all have been going through in the last 12 months, they brought together by way of all of the national flags being paraded into the Royal Albert Hall, all of the, at the time, 17 leads that had played Valjean all over the world. And each of the Valjeans would step forward and sing a small piece, and then someone else in a different language would come forward. And it worked so brilliantly well, and quite apart from it being a marvellous musical, even the title, One Day More, it had a resonance then, and I certainly think it has a resonance now. You know, gone through some difficult times, there will be a tomorrow which will be much better for all of us. And I think that this actually fits that bill.
Perfect choice. Perfect way to finish that this week. Bill Mummery, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Mum.
Do you hear the people sing, singing the song of angry men? It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of a drum, there is a life about to stop when tomorrow comes.
À la volonté du peuple et à la santé du progrès. Das ist die Symphonie von Menschen, die nicht länger Sklaven sind.
Arata ni atsui, inochi ga hajimaru. Asu ga kita toki so sa asu ga.
Als er mellig und chokel, ki als er irrtung schorzung geht.
Ifrån vår barrikad så kan man se ett framtidsland. Så kom med och slåss, du ska kämpa med oss om du kan.
Wytęż słuch, to śpiewa lud, co nie chce żyć w niewoli znów.
Von all den Menschen, die verdummen und noch langer schlafte sein.
When the beating of your heart echoes the beating of the drums, there is a life about to start when tomorrow comes.
Wenn du kämpfst mit ganzer Kraft, hat bald ein Ende alle Not.
Some will fall and some will leave. Will you stand up and take your chance? The blood of the mothers will water the meadows of France.
Komm, du heile Volkesang, dir ein Sonntrollargen Band. Wenn da die Schiede spanne,
will you find enough to say who will stand with me. Van Digger Schenker, Ferra, Selma, Franco, Maltre, Vilja, May.
Do you hear the people sing? Say, do you hear the distant drums? It is the future that they bring when tomorrow comes.
Fabulous track, and thank you, Bill Mummery, for a great week on MyTunes. There'll be more podcasts every day, right here at manxradio.com. I'm Mark Tiley. Thanks for your company.